So let's review. The Gemara begins with a shaila, which it will want to resolve from the previous Mishnah. The Chacham initiated that a woman who does not conduct herself according to standard Jewish practice and acts immodestly in public should be divorced by her husband, and she forfeits her rights to her ksuba. However, the question is whether tzricha hasra lafsid ksubasa di hadraba tehadraba or yein tzricha. Is she first warned about her behavior, allowing her a chance to improve her ways, or does she lose her ksuba immediately? The Gemara quotes our Mishnah, from which we have already inferred concerning a arusa b'shemeres yavam, mishtuhu deloy shasya hakinu mekanala. They do not drink, but the warning is valid. Apparently, the warning accomplishes lafsid ksubasa, to penalize her with the loss of her ksuba, clearly indicating that she is warned beforehand. The Gemara counters that perhaps she would lose her ksuba even without a warning, but the warning is necessary either lo'isra al-bala, to forbid her to her husband, or la'ashkaisa kishi nisua, it causes her to drink if she violates the warning after nisuin. Similarly, regarding the next case of the Mishnah, aman l'kohen gadol mamzer nisin li'Yisrael, and all other women in forbidden marriages, the warning would be effective lo'isra al-bail, to forbid her to the alleged adulterer, as the Mishnah later says, kishim shasru l'bal, she becomes prohibited to both her husband and the adulterer. However, the Gemara resolves this question from the last case in our Mishnah. Bezdin will step in and warn a promiscuous woman if the husband is mentally or physically incapable to warn her himself. And the Mishnah explicitly states, the warning is necessary for her to lose her ksuba. The Gemara adds that we were initially hesitant to cite this halacha as proof because one could argue shani hasam de lesla imasa de baal klal. In these cases, she's not afraid of her husband's reaction, and so her behavior is not considered pritsusa yisera, especially promiscuous, and therefore she's entitled to a warning. The Gemara continues to explore the status of an iveris al das. If the husband wishes to remain married to her, may he keep her as his wife? Because b'kpeded the baal tal rachmana v'holi kapit, the takan is based on his objection, as in the case of Saita. And if he does not object, he may keep her, or he may not keep her, because keeping the kapit, since it is normal to object to such behavior, he must divorce her. This question remains unresolved at this point. A third shaila, whether the husband can retract his warning. If the husband retracts his warning, is the warning void? Because bikinu de baal tal rachmana, the Torah made the prohibition dependent on him, and he wishes to retract. It's not possible to retract a warning. The Gemara tries to bring a proof from an earlier Mishnah. Two scholars escort them to ensure that they are not intimate. Now, if the husband may retract his warning and be permitted to her, why is this necessary? The Gemara answers perhaps he can retract, and the scholars are there, to ensure that he does indeed retract before being intimate. The Gemara resolves the question by citing three testimonies from Anshe Yerushalayim. Baal shemochel al kinuyev kinuyev mochel, a husband can retract his warning. Bezin can pardon a rebellious elder. Parents can pardon their rebellious son. However, when this was repeated to Chaveri Shebedarim, the sages in the south, Al Shnaim Hoiduli, Al Zakin Mamri Loi Hoiduli, Shlai Yibu Machlaikis Bi Yisrael, they disputed the halacha regarding the rebellious elder to lessen the probability of future disputes. The Gemara explores the parameters of this retraction. Pligibi Rav Acha Ravina. Chadomer, Koidim Stira Machel. La'acha Stira Eina Machel. Some say that he can only retract his warning before the seclusion, because she has not yet become forbidden. While others maintain La'acha Stira Name Machel, he can retract the warning even after the seclusion as well. And although she became forbidden to him by the Stira, she now becomes permitted, because the Kinui is voided retroactively. The Gemara proves from a statement of the Chacham Adav Zayin that he cannot retract his warning after her seclusion. Taimer b'saita she'en lo heter. A saita is forbidden to her husband permanently. Clearly, she cannot become permitted through a retraction. The Gemara continues to explain the Mishnah on Daf Chav Dalet, which lists cases where she does not drink the waters. Zok the Mishnah, Mesu ba'alein atchalei shasu, b'shamei oimrim noitlois k'suba v'loi shaisis, u'b'shil oimrim oishaisis oiloi noitlois k'subas. As Rashi explains, if the husband died, she could not drink the waters because the pasuk says, v'hevi ha'ish es ishtoi el ha'kayin, her husband must bring her to drink. However, b'shamei holds that she does receive her k'suba because shtar ha'imid likvas k'gabadami. A creditor's claim to his lien is stronger than the ownership of the debtor. Therefore, the wife has a stronger hold on the ksuba than her husband, and so it is incumbent on the husband's heirs to prove that she is not entitled to her ksuba. However, Beis Hillel holds, Oishaisis Oiloi Noitlis Ksubas, and she does not receive her ksuba, since she does not drink, because they hold, Shtar Oimid Ligvois Lavka Gabadami. The burden of proof is always on the creditor, and so she must prove her innocence in order to receive her ksuba. The Mishnah Daf Chav Dalet lists additional cases where she does not drink the waters. Mu'uberes chaveroi u'meinekes chaveroi, loy shaisos v'loy noitlis k'subasan divrei meir. A woman who is nursing or expecting is forbidden to get remarried until her child turns 2 years old. If she married before this time and was warned by her husband, Remeir holds that she is also considered an eina ru'uy lekaima, since they must divorce. However, v'chacham aimrim yachol lehu la'afrisha u'lachzir la'chazman. The Chacham maintained that she is Roy Lekaima, since they can separate and remarry later. The Mishnah continues, Islandess Uzikeno Vesha'ina Rui Leleid, Loi Nightless Ksuba, Beloi Shaisis. Women who cannot bear children do not drink the waters and do not receive their Ksuba, because Asurin Lekaim, Lemisha in Leibonim, Sharin Stavi Yisrael, Alper Varivya. They're forbidden to someone who has not yet had children. Rabbi Yaza Imer, Yachal Hulisa Isha Acheres, Belifris, Belibris, Emena. Rabbi Eliezer argues that since he can fulfill his obligation by taking a second wife, they are Ruya Lekaima. The Gemara debates whether Rabbi Eliezer argues with the Tanakhama regarding an islandess. Machlaikis ba'akara bezikena of an islandess, devra akara loy shaisu v'loy noitlis k'subasa. Rabbi Eliezer maintains that women who cannot bear children are Ruya Lekaima. Nevertheless, an islandess does not drink the waters because of another reason. The pasuk says, v'niksa v'nizra zera. If a woman is proven innocent, she will conceive and bear children. This implies that Misha Darka Lahazriya, Yatsuzu Shein Darka Lahazriya, only a woman who can bear children drinks the waters. However, Rashi explains, Akara Vizikena are Mina Dabas Heroyan, inherently able to have children, if not for their age or the injury which caused their condition. An islandess, on the other hand, is born without the ability to bear children at all. The Gemara continues discussing this halacha in the next daf.